Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny day with a light breeze, while Jerusalem has mild temperatures and clear skies. In Haifa, it's a good day to be outside with plenty of sunshine. Eilat remains warm, perfect for evening strolls. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports just in that Israel has transferred a laser interception system to the UAE. Additionally, the IDF struck targets in Lebanon following continued violations by Hezbollah. Also, Walla reports earlier this hour that the IDF warns the situation in southern Lebanon could become a weak point. Forces continue to strengthen security but call for a change in approach. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reported that Sergeant Liam Ben-Hamo was killed in southern Lebanon. 12 IDF soldiers were wounded after a drone strike near Shomera. Separately, I-24 News shared that a new shipment of weapons from the U.S. arrived in Israel earlier today. This includes 6,500 tons of munitions and military equipment, part of a large-scale global logistics operation. And finally, I-24 News adds that Israel's defense establishment is on high alert following these developments. Here's what people are saying online. Pastor Mark Burns, a prominent American pastor, posted just minutes ago that millions of Iranians are praising President Trump. This came during a heated debate with a British broadcaster about Trump's role in confronting Iran. Meanwhile, a Czech member of the European Parliament, Tomáš Zdechovský, posted a short time ago advocating for a permanent Schengen area entry ban on 2 million Russian soldiers. Mark Leibowitz, an Israeli activist, tweeted just now with a provocative statement that a Jew without a weapon is foolish. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israel Hayom report, the transfer of the laser interception system to the UAE marks a significant step in regional cooperation. This move aims to enhance the UAE's defense capabilities amid rising tensions. The IDF strike in Lebanon is a direct response to Hezbollah's provocations. These actions underscore the ongoing volatility in the region, with potential impacts on civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to Walla's report, the IDF's warning highlights the persistent threat in southern Lebanon. Despite fortified defenses, military officials stress the need for new strategies. This underscores the escalating risk and the necessity for vigilance along the border. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's account of Sergeant Ben-Hamo's tragic death reflects the severe consequences of the drone strike. The incident near Shomera points to the increasing use of drones in modern warfare. This raises concerns about technological warfare and its implications for military personnel and civilians alike. The arrival of a new shipment of U.S. weapons, as reported by I-24 News, boosts Israel's military resources significantly. This operation indicates a robust U.S.-Israel defense collaboration. This infers a strengthening of Israel's defense posture in light of regional threats. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC discusses the rise of cheap, rapidly evolving drone warfare. The fast-paced development of drone technology is reshaping battlefields, outpacing traditional military strategies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business comments on Israel's focus on R&D over manufacturing. The trend of moving industry abroad could risk economic resilience and independence, despite global movements to localize production. And finally, Walla Business highlights a rare honor for senior defense ministry officials. They received a German award amid debates over the slow procurement of the IDF's Arrow 3 interceptors. This reflects ongoing challenges in Israel's defense procurement processes. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.